Yeah, he is very talented. So, yeah.
Hey guys, how you doing?
So
this is your music category evaluation. My name is Joseph Rudy. What the music category evaluates is the song and the arrangement as you perform it and the suitability to the barbershop style. So, are the songs that you're singing barbershop?
Yes.
Once we evaluate that, we really dig into the artistry and the musicality that you bring to your performance. So a performance that goes, heart of my heart, I love you, would be scored a little bit lower than a performance that went, heart of my heart, I love you. Regardless of how you look, which is presentation, regardless of the vocal technique that you're using, which is singing. So we really dig into how well you take the notes off of the paper and make them musical. So, When She Loved Me and Piano Roll Blues were both great barbershop movies. Okay, they both work great. You are very, very fortunate to have a great chorus, a great big chorus. There is a lot that you are able to do with this chorus. You also had a great song. Okay, how did you feel about your performance?
I like it.
And how did you feel about the, you know, after you walked off, you felt good, after you saw the scores, how did you feel?
But this reflects what we've really been pressing, which was the singing category.
Great.
So okay. We're not disappointed.
Okay, so congratulations. Now let's see how we can get those points to be a little bit higher. So I have a question in the beginning. You sing do 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 do. What is a do?
I guess what we're trying to say is it's pretty important to all three characters.
So we didn't even talk to each other, I swear to God. Okay, so it really needs to be orchestral. Right? The beginning of this needs to be like violins or something that is rather than do 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 do. It's the definition of a lower and a higher music score. Here's a lower music score. Do 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 do. Here's a higher music score. Do 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 do. Take those do's and sing a message. Okay? So important. That said, it really was a great start. I truly believe that you can't win a chorus contest unless you have amazing songs. And you had amazing songs. That said, how long until a beautiful soft becomes boring? Right? Even though what you were doing was not boring, how long can you be beautifully soft without the audience going, when's lunch? Okay? So I encourage you to have variations on soft so that every time you come back to the soft, we go, oh, rather than staying there and us going, I've heard this already. Okay? So allow yourselves to drift. I'm not saying that we need to go really loud on a song like When She Loved Me, but you've got to drift away from it so that when you come back to those beautiful songs, we go, ah. There are a few parts in the song where the leads, I don't know exactly where it was in the song, where the leads have the melody and the other three parts are on. Okay? It's incredible. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It switches between tenors. Tenors to basses. Okay? Yep. When that happens, the other three parts have to back down. What is more important? Through the summer and the fall, or ooh, okay? Through the summer and the fall, please. Yes, the oohs are just too loud, saying, look at me, Mom! You know, we've got to back those down and feature the other parts. And then tenors, you get through the summer and the fall, ooh, at the same volume as you sang the solo. Right through the summer and the fall, then hide in the fabric again and let the basses shine. Okay?
This is the first time I've heard that.
Right, just like my chorus.
Yeah.
Okay, we talked about all that. So, piano roll blues. A few of the same things. Very soft, leads to dynamic variation. So, if you have the ability to sing one, the softest you can possibly sing, and 10, the loudest you can possibly sing, what would you say is the range that you sang in piano roll blues?
4.
3 to 4.
Yeah, yes.
And stay ready.
Totally agree. Totally agree. So, this is actually really good use of the skies, right? Because you didn't get points taken away because you did bad things. You got a good score for doing good things. Guess what? You can get a great score for doing great things. Okay? So you've just got to allow the plan to be a little bit more, take a few more risks, and really work on unifying them the same way that you unify your songs, which I believe is a very big strength of your course. So then you say, I want to hear it again, I want to hear it again. Why do you do it 2 times? Because your name is Johnny 2 times, and you've got to say everything 2 times? You've got to say everything 2 times? No! No!
Guess it didn't work.
Okay, or did you say it because there were a lot of older people in the audience?
Yeah.
I want to hear it again. I want to hear it again. Hello? No.
Check your mind.
When you do anything 2 times, the second time always has to be different. So, did you do it correctly? Absolutely. 7. Congratulations. You want a 71? Then we need... I want to hear it again, I want to hear it again, just a little different, so that the audience is going, rather than, okay, always, you've got to always keep them on a leash, on a string, that you're pulling tighter and tighter and tighter, because when you don't, you lose them. We go through the whole song, and then this is kind of, we do this again. You go through the whole song, and then you go, I wanna hear it again, I wanna, and you do exactly what you did the first time, except for you did the kiss, which was really cool, right? But we've got to find more variations the second time, so that we don't think, I heard this already. It's not that it wasn't good, because it was good, but you just gave me a second shot at listening to it, and I got to find more things that I would do with it. Right? So it's not that it was bad, but I got to listen to it 2 times. And then I went, the second time, let's see if we can fix some of these things. If you do it differently, then we will pay attention to you the whole time. So... Shall we mess around with a few of these things?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go. Let's take the bat. A little bit of the bat. Good. Can I do that again? Can I just hear the leads and the basses? Just the leads and the basses. Here we go. Of a rectangle, it is
boring.
Okay, so basses and leads, if we go, congratulations, 7. If you want a 71, then we have to go. Right? We have to take that sound that is the shape of a rectangle. And now it has to go, do. We've got to do something with that sound. As if you were singing, do, 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 do. So leads that, do, has to go, do. Get it? Now, when we have the tenors and the baritones going, do, 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 do. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There are eight do's to that phrase. Of the eight of those do's, which one would you say has either the most importance or the most tension to it?
Wouldn't be the first or last one.
It's definitely not the first or last one. It would be do, 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 one, two, three. That third one, harmonically, from a music perspective, has the most tension to it that when you come off of that, everyone goes, ugh. Do, 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 do. And then after that, what do we do? So anytime we do something twice, the second time has to be
different.
Exactly right. Okay. So leads and basses. Can you go to lead into the third one and go away from it? Okay. And tenors and baritones. Make sure we get to do 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 do. Lean right into it and away from it. And the second time that we do it, do we want that to be louder or softer?
Probably louder.
Okay, let's do it.
Going to the wind.
Director sign language, when I do it all the time. Whenever the director goes like this, okay, that's not part of the plan, okay? So whenever the director goes like this, that means I have something in my head and you're not quite there yet. So when that happens, don't look at him and go, hey, what's he doing? That looks fun, right? He's not doing it for your entertainment. Hey, guys, look at me. Okay? He's doing it because he knows that your potential is higher than what you're giving him. So if he ever goes like this, you've got to go, I'm right there. Okay? What you have to do is raise your expectation beyond his. Whatever he thinks you can do, you have to say, I think we can do one better. Okay? Here we go. Somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Of that phrase, what would you say is the most important word?
Love.
Great. Love. Anything else?
Beautiful.
Everything beautiful? Sure. When somebody loved me, everything was what?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. No! Beautiful. Everything. Right, right. So, whenever we perform, whenever we do anything live, right now as I talk to you, I'm sending you two signals. I'm sending you a verbal signal and a nonverbal signal. Whenever we have both of those signals, which one do you always believe first? The nonverbal. Okay? You know this. Okay? So if I said, wow, you guys did a great job. It was beautiful.
Okay?
You don't believe me. Everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lived within my heart. Thank you. When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to get a higher score. That's it in the music category, which, as we have found out, will affect all of the categories. Okay? So, can we go from the beginning again? Make sure that those do's are beautiful orchestral do's, but then when you sing the words, you really gotta think about what you're singing and make sure that you express every word that has any sort of color to it. Here we go.
Two. beautiful.
Can you say everything was beautiful? Use your softs. Use your softs. But if your face doesn't go like this, then we're not doing it justice. Okay? Go from when somebody loved me, but everyone do it at volume level zero. Like you put mute on the TV, it looks like this. Here we go. Good. Now that's maybe good enough if the person that you were talking to is standing right here, sitting across the table. Okay? But the edge of the stage in this place was maybe right about here. And then the judges were right about here. And then the first row of the audience was right about here. So then does this. Doesn't make it as much as when you're right up there. Okay? So make sure, just pour yourself into it. You guys are too good to not put in the extra little bit of effort to make sure that you're given everything that you've got. Okay? Do it one more time at volume level zero. Good. Now let's put the sound to that and make sure that both of those match each other. Great work. Did anyone hurt themselves? No. Okay. Here we go.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me, she loved me.
Good. Okay, he's going to stop me there. Any second. So, does anyone have any questions about your score, about the music category?
You answered them all?
Good. All of them, yeah. you guys are great chorus, and nothing is standing in your way from getting better. Would 20 more guys be nice? Sure. Absolutely. You don't need them. You don't need them, right? Extra singers would be great, and if you get them, all the better. But if you hold yourselves to a higher standard, if you anticipate what he's going to ask of you to do, it'll be there immediately. There's nothing, absolutely nothing standing in your way for scoring in the mid-70s in the music category by the next contest. Without a doubt. Got it?
Got it.